When I was a kid, World War II felt very remote. But in this political moment, my great-grandparents' actions during the war take on a renewed relevance. I'm Oliver Riskin-Kootz with a commentary from Youth Radio. Recently, digging through a big lockbox in my grandmother's closet in Vermont, I found my great-grandfather's papers from World War II when he fought against Nazi occupation in France. As I held in my hands his certificate of membership for the French Resistance, his false identification papers, and his correspondence with other resistance members, I was connected to the past with an immediacy I'd never felt before. My great-grandparents did incredible things, sabotaging radios, demonstrating in front of military headquarters, and continuing to act in the resistance even from inside a concentration camp. And I'd like to think that if I had lived when they did, I would have done the same things. But I don't live when they did, I live now. And the world is in a different kind of mess that demands our attention. By growing more connected with the past, I feel I can also become more involved in the present. I might not be in the resistance, but I will still resist. For Youth Radio, I'm Oliver Riskin-Kootz.